Imagine arriving in a new country where both the language and the culture are different from what you know. What do you do? How do you adapt? To whom do you turn? Several organizations in New Orleans are dedicated to improving the lives of Latinos. But despite their efforts, Mexicans and other Latinos struggle with organizing and finding their way in the New Orleans community. DJ Piazza and Charlotte Gudo found that, for Latino immigrants, finding guidance can be difficult and often confusing.
We went to talk to Jordan Shannon at Puentes New Orleans, a Latino advocacy organization, and she told us about how Latinos are not being welcomed into the community as a whole.
I think the way people understand themselves is important in the way that they behave. So the fact that we, at least in New Orleans, live in a community that sees itself as sort of tolerant and this sort of place of both historic mixing and a place where we still talk about ourselves as this gumbo, does at least indicate there's a desire to move in that direction.
The direction that she's talking about is one towards a New Orleans in which Latinos are fully accepted and highly valued members of society. Getting there is not easy, but Shannon is cautiously optimistic. Latinos in New Orleans have many opportunities to improve the status of their community within the broader social context of the city through grassroots organization. In trying to organize, however, several problems arise.
People have a number of pressing concerns in their lives that make it difficult to participate.
And Shannon isn't the only one who thinks so. Andrea Garcia Guerra, the Mexican consul in New Orleans, agrees.
They don't have a lot of time to organize and make memberships.
For Latino immigrants in New Orleans, time is a precious commodity. It is a luxury. And unfortunately, it is one that many cannot afford.
People are in difficult financial positions right now and need to be working multiple jobs to make ends meet, and obviously have more pressing concerns about the education of their children and about housing, and all of those things make it also difficult to make time for organizing.
They work very hard and they don't have time. And when you want to organize, you have to have the will of more than one people and to have the acceptance of the same time to meet and do things. Sometimes it's impossible to do that when you have a family and you left work and you don't have means of transportation to go to one place where the meeting is going to take place. And sometimes it happens like that. It's lack of resources too.
This lack of time is one of many roadblocks to organizing in New Orleans. Latinos also face discrimination by police and employers in the community. Jacinta Gonzalez, the lead organizer for the Congress of Day Laborers, an organization in which Latino immigrants advocate for themselves, tells us a story of how one immigrant worker went to get his paycheck, but instead...
The contractor pulled out a hammer, pushed him into his car, and was threatening him with the hammer. So the worker got extremely upset and immediately called the police. 5 minutes after he called the police, he thought, "What did I do? The police is coming!" and called us as organizers of the Congress of Day Laborers. So we went out to the scene and actually got there before the police. When the police arrived, the first question they asked him is, "What's your immigration status?"
Because many Latino immigrants are undocumented, it's easy for employers to exploit them and difficult for the workers to fight this exploitation through the police and courts. So they turn to grassroots organizations such as Puentes and the Congress of Day Laborers.
Governmental organizations like the Mexican Consulate direct immigrants to other service and advocacy-oriented organizations since they aren't able to help mobilize their people. In lieu of such services, they provide more concrete institutional assistance, such as travel documentation, a small health clinic, and small speaker-based events.
And the attendance was very, very low when we organized things in the afternoon. And it's always through churches and non-governmental organizations that we are able to gather some of them and approach them.
Shannon confirms this difference between governmental and non-governmental organizations.
The community events tend to be well-attended.
Jacinta Gonzalez shares this sentiment as well, demonstrating that her organization does its part to make New Orleans a more inclusive community.
The way that the Congress of Day Laborers has defined their fight against the police, against the sheriff, against ICE, is really around this idea that we all have the right to remain. And what gives us the right to remain in New Orleans is just the fact that we've helped rebuild. We've helped develop great schools. We create great parks. We are members of this economy. We are members of this community. I'm your neighbor. I'm your friend. I'm your gardener. Everyone has this relationship, and we all have the right to remain in the city.
It is with this ideal in mind that we look to the future of the city.
Reporting for WTUL, I'm DJ Piazza.
And I'm Charlotte Gudeau.